I'm like, Clark, I'm glad to see all the good-looking gals here. Cause you know, man, I like to talk with women. I like to see women. It make a place pretty. You know, I see you all dress up in your pretty dress and your hair like that. I look over, it remind me of a beautiful garden of roses there. Of course, they got a weed every now and then, but that's life. No, I love beautiful girls, all them young, pretty girls they got in you all. And you just, I saw one young, good-looking girl, and so I walk up to her there. Hello there, baby. I say, where you been all my life? And she looked me straight in them two eyes. She said, well, the first half I wasn't born yet. No, I'm happy married. You know, I've been married a good time. Happy with my wife, Audrey. 20 years of happy married life. But that ain't bad. I'm 20 out of 28. I think that's pretty good, but I like that gal. And I was courting a while back, you know, and I was a good-looking fella. Then I had hair and all that, you know. And I want to make a big impression on her, you know. So, Audrey, I want you to know something. I said, me, I'm the third greatest lover in the world. Oh, she said, that's right. I said, that's right. She said, who's one and two? I said, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. Well, she said, Dave, they weren't lovers. I said, they weren't what they were. She said, they was great statesmen. Oh, I said, hot dog, I must be number one.